Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Welcome to Northland Morning. Glad to have you along with us. Kim LeBeau is on the line with us this morning. She's the organizer of the Healthy Legacy Coalition. And there is a bill that is under consideration that would ensure that the public has important information about any product for kids that contains chemicals identified by the Minnesota Department of Health as toxic priority chemicals. Kim, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What is a toxic priority chemical?
Well, they're chemicals that our Department of Health has found, persist in our environment or bodies. People may find it, concerning to know that many of the chemicals used in our products are actually being found in our bodies, and oftentimes at higher levels in children's bodies. And these toxic priority chemicals are also found to cause cancer, to harm reproductive health, to impact brain development, and so they're a real concern. And they're chemicals that parents and others with little ones in their life, like I have two nephews under the age of four, want to know if those chemicals are in a product that they're going to buy for their child.
Now, we've talked before about how kids are more sensitive to chemicals, and they're more sensitive to a lot of things just because they're little. Is it the idea that because they are just physically smaller, that a smaller amount of the chemical is going to affect them more?
That's correct. There's a lot of studies that have looked at children and the impact of chemicals on children and adults, and have shown that children are much more vulnerable to health impacts from exposure to these chemicals. And so what this Toxic Free Kids Act would do that we're supporting at the state capitol is it would, ensure that children's exposure to these chemicals is reduced by providing some important information about them.
So the bill would not actually, would the bill reduce the chemicals? Does the bill require a reduce in the use of the chemicals, or does the bill just say you got to tell people about them?
The bill ensures that the public would have this information. So it's disclosing the information that's currently hidden in these products. So when you think about it, when you go to the store to buy food, and let's say you have a nut allergy or you're sensitive to gluten, that information is available. When parents and others go to buy products for their children, such as a car seat or a mattress or toys, that kind of information about the chemicals used in those products is not available. So this is kind of like the next step in making sure that the public has information so they can make different choices. We have in Minnesota prohibited some of these chemicals from some products. But we know that these chemicals are being used in more products than have been prohibited here in Minnesota.
Now, on the list, there are a couple of flame retardants listed, but I'm remembering not that long ago when there was an influx of toys from China, and there was either lead in the paint or there were chemicals in the paint or the plastics of the toys, and kids were getting sick. And, of course, nobody had any idea that these chemicals were in the toys. Is that the kind of thing also that we're talking about?
Correct. So it would, what we're finding is that oftentimes the retailers who are selling these products, they don't even know what are the chemicals used in these products. And we have, for example, the support of the Metro Independent Business Alliance, who represents over 300 businesses who support the Toxic Free Kids Act, because they want to know and have this information disclosed in the supply chain so that they can be assured that the products that are on their store shelves don't contain these chemicals. So it's providing a lot more transparency, and we know that when there's more transparency, there's more incentive to you know, phase these chemicals out.
Transparency, I guess, and the only reason that I'm smiling is obviously information is important, and it's parents' jobs to educate themselves. But the names of these chemicals are not the kinds of things that the average parent who is not a scientist is going to be familiar with. And it's
right.
like when you read, exactly as you mentioned, when you read the food label and you start getting down into these chemical names of things and you go, I don't know what this is. Are parents
right.
going to look at a list on a toy? It's going to list, you know, perhaps that the following chemicals are there. Are parents going to know what they are? Are they going to know if there's enough of the chemical in the toy to mean that it isn't safe? Or it's, you know, well, yeah, there's an itty-bitty, there's like one part per million in there and it's not really a problem.
And that's a good point. And this would not be a labeling law, so there wouldn't be a label on the product. What this would do is require that companies report this information to our state agencies, and they would create a public database that people could access. And they'll also do public outreach. And what they'll do is inform people that these products contain a toxic priority chemical. So it will be clear that these chemicals meet that criteria. And just like our Department of Health does outreach about fish consumption advisories or about lead in homes, this would be, you know, kind of similar outreach. And over time, the information that would be disclosed would be at the UPC code level. So you would know the Dora the Explorer pink backpack has, you know, lead in it, for example.
Wow. That idea of making that, of making all of, to use the technology to make all of that information available right there at the point of sale for the parent. It sounds like with what the bill is asking, parents are still going to have to do a little bit of their own legwork, but it sounds like your agency is going to be doing kind of the lion's share of that to let people know what these toys and kids' products contain.
Right, and, you know, this is an important public health issue. As, you know, you mentioned, children are much more vulnerable to health impacts from exposure to these chemicals. You know, just, you know, toddlers, for example, and infants, you know, breathe more air, drink more water, eat more food pound for pound than adults. They're, you know, crawling on the ground, putting things in their mouths, and a lot of these chemicals accumulate in dust in the household. And so levels of some of these chemicals have been found at much higher rates in children's bodies than the adults in the very same household. So it's something that we need to start addressing. And this, you know, takes us to that next step in the process of dealing with this problem.
Kim, if folks want to educate themselves about this, about the chemicals a little bit more, they also want to find out a little bit more about the language in the bill, where would you recommend they go?
Well, we do have some fact sheets on our website about the bill, so they could go to healthylegacy.org. You can also read the bill language on the Minnesota State Legislature website. And the bill number is Senate File 1099 and House File 1276.
All right. And we'll get that information noted down so it'll be easy for folks to find. Kim, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. Interesting topic for sure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kim LeBeau joined us this morning as our guest. She's the organizer of the Healthy Legacy Coalition. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade and fair trade menu items.